And following NPR, time for state and local news here on WMOT. The FBI says hate crimes jumped by 5% across the country last year, with bias incidents involving race or ethnicity showing the largest increase. The agency says there were some 6,100 hate crimes reported nationwide in 2016, with 275 of those incidents occurring here in Tennessee. Authorities warn the actual number of hate crimes is likely much higher. Results rely on voluntary reporting by local police agencies. Chris Sanders with the Tennessee Equality Project told WMOT recently he believes gender-related bias incidents are definitely underreported in this state.
I think there are great officers everywhere in every part of the state, but there are some who just don't know much about hate crimes or don't care. I think some are swept under the rug.
Two mid-state teens were charged with civil rights violations back in September after police say they defaced the Islamic Center of Murfreesboro with obscene graffiti. Mosque spokesman Dr. Saleh Spinati says actually Muslim children who see the worst harassment while at school.
The questions that they ask in many cases, you know, what did we do to deserve this and why do they hate us? You cannot explain to a child of 5, 6 years old, you know, why these events happening against somebody who was born here in Murfreesboro.
More than half of the 4,200 racially motivated crimes were against black people. Jews were targeted in more than half of the 1,500-plus crimes motivated by religion. And that's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.